the book Hebrews for 288. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis. I was the first assembly of Yapachua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelations, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. Instead, it's two books which is combined, nearly 800 pages, because it's too thick to bind into one book. And that's why we did it in two books. Or should you have a question or just want to know something or share something, you're so welcome. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. South Africa WhatsApp is +27, the code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please share this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen, notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11. I trust that this will be a blessing unto you this morning. Now we're just going to read Hebrews 11 verse 9 again, just to use it to move on. By faith, he, that is Abram, sojourned in the land of promises, of promise. He didn't enter, as we saw yesterday morning, as in a strange country, not dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him for the same promise, of the same promise. No, that is not what happened. It's not what happened. The tabernacle originally was there to house the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant did not exist in the time of Abram, Isaac, or Jacob. When he came later on, it wasn't there in that time. Let's read the alternative. The alternative, Hebrews 11 verse 10. For he looked, he was Abram, looked for a city which had foundations, because it was a promised city, whose builders and maker is Yahweh Almighty. Why would he expect Yahweh to build the city? Why? It's not what it... You see, it's a figurative speech. We must understand the figurative speech. We must be able to read between the lines. And this is where we need to read between the lines. Let's read verse 10. For he, that's Father Abram, looked for a city... That's a land, not just a city, it's a whole land, which had foundations, so it had to be a physical city, whose builder and maker is Yahweh. Yahweh is not one that's building cities, because we understand the history when Moses stood on the mountain, and he saw the land of milk and honey. Gideon was the one that entered the city. And Yahweh didn't build it. It was built by Gentiles. Moabites and different nations. And Yahweh released them by letting the walls fall in. After they marched around the walls for 7 days, and on the seventh day they marched 7 times. That's how Yahweh Almighty operates. So he hasn't built the city. He gave them the city. So this is what's causing a lot of controversial And people do not understand. He creates arguments. Because the atheists and the agnostics, they use this scripture to say, but it's not true. But because we can read between the lines, we understand it was the promise that Yahweh. Abram believed in the promise so much that he believed that Yahweh would build a city if it was necessary. Hebrews 11 verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because she judged him. Because she judged him, the him is a capital H, Yahweh Almighty, faithful who had promised. Now, if we go back to the history in the Old Testament, we will find that she laughed. It's impossible. When Yahweh gave the instruction that she's gonna give birth to a child of promise, she laughed at it. She had so less faith in it that she actually gave a slave, Hagar, to Abram, the Egyptian slave. And that's where Ishmael was conceived, between the slave and the Egyptian slave and Abram. Because Sarah said she was too old to have a baby. So this is not faith. When she gave Hagar, when she gave her as to Adam, to bore a child, a son, she had no faith. But here it says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to receive seed. She didn't have faith. She was looking against her age. And that's why we have Hagar and the child Ishmael, who would become the root of the tree of the Islam people later on. But there was no Islam faith that time, in the time of Ishmael. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age. Yes, I think she was how old was she? 90 years plus? Because she judged him. Because she judged him, Yahweh, faithful. No, she didn't judge him faithful. She didn't believe the promise. She didn't believe the promise. Who had promised? Therefore sprang there even one seed. Now he must read this scripture and understand what is written. I'm first going to read it as it's written in the 1611 King James Bible. Then I'm going to use my fingers to add certain words and then you will understand what is happening. Therefore sprang there ever of one. And him as good as dead. So many as the stars in the sky is multitude. And as sand which is by the sea shore immeasurable. Innumerable. In what? Like, what happens here? They're talking about Sarah. But the promise wasn't made unto Sarah that the seed would be as many as the stars in heaven, and it was unto Abraham. Now let's read the scripture. We were taught that the seed was Isaac. Like I explained before, that Israel, from the time of Abram up to today, in 2026, was never ever a big country. It was never half the size of America or Russia or Japan or any other country. Especially in Israel, it's a small portion of land. Now, in that portion of land, there cannot be as many as the stars in heaven, sand on the sea. But from a seed that will come from Abram, moving on in generations to come, will come a seed whose offspring will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. And by this time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's read verse 12. Therefore sprang there ever of one, and him, that is one. We sprang one, he says, ever of one. Now I'm putting in brackets, seed. That one seed, now we read it. Therefore sprang there ever of one seed, and him. That he must be a capital H, referring to Yahashua, as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky is multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. You understand that? The seed from Yahashua, the bride of Yahashua, isn't that as much as the stars in heaven and the sea sand? For sure it is. Uncountable through the last 2,000 years. It became so great, nation, the star, the seed of Yahashua, that even the Roman Empire feared the sect to overtake the Roman kingdom. And that's why in 34 AY, they gave birth, the Roman Empire gave birth to the Roman Catholic Church, which was the state church. So we understand, therefore sprang there ever of one seed, and him, Yahashua, as good as dead. He became dead. Only his ministry actually took off after he died. While he was ministering on earth 2,000 years ago, the Hebrew people didn't want to listen to him. The third year, the end of the second year, beginning third year, till where he was crucified, the Gentiles start to listen to him. In that process of 3 years, he was training his disciples to become apostles, putting them through to word training and miracle operations. He trained them. That's why it's important to be trained in the word. So we understand now that this seed, the bloodline of the seed, is the tribe of Judah originally, that will come in time to come, from Jacob's sons, Isaac, Jacob, and then we will have Judah, from the tribe of Judah. We will have the tribe Judah and Israel, or let me say it the other way. Yeah, the tribe of Judah and Israel together became Israel. So on the end of the day, we understand that from that seed, Joseph, who were Yahashua's earthly father, which had nothing to do with the conception of Yahashua, and Miriam, it wasn't Mary, it was Miriam, the Hebrew name, their bloodline would come from the tribe of Judah, would come from the from the bloodline of Abram. Further on. And Yahashua, who was conceived by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Bible says so. And Miriam being the body that brought forth the Son of the Creator of heaven and earth, because Yahashua of that Yaha our Elohim needed a body to operate from. And that's why Isaiah 53 says that Yahashua was the right arm or the right hand, which is the hand or the arm of authority. He needed a body to manifest himself through. Because if he came down like that, you remember the glasses of water that we did? If he came down in full, everybody would have died that would have seen him. And that's why he only revealed the power of his right hand in Yahashua. Now time is caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, with Father's will, we are going to continue with the scripture. Maranatha, Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.